The closer we get to our experience, the more intimate the connection with our experience. The more helpful it is not to have any agenda about what we will meet when we get there. Opening to not knowing how our practice will unfold, and exploring some experience, say depression, for example. It may be that the mind is oriented towards seeing at a very close level how that depression is coming to be. And it may be that the mind recognizes, oh, this is just a construction of mind. Kind of oriented towards the wisdom side of seeing the causality or conditioned nature of the arising of that state. Or it may be that in the deep meeting of that experience of depression, the mind opens into the feeling, allows it to be the feeling. Maybe it feels like the feeling expands. And then suddenly, perhaps, there's a flip. It becomes metta. An understanding from a different perspective of a connection between that state of mind, that difficult state of mind, and these deep wishes. We sometimes carry an agenda into our meditation to find, or what is it that I'm clinging to, or where's the identification here? We carry a wisdom perspective, perhaps, thinking, you know, hoping that that's what will unhook us. And wisdom does unhook us. And yet sometimes the close-in meeting of experience, the conditions are inviting us to open to something else. And so holding this perspective of not knowing open to what this body and mind is asking to be seen, to be known. It takes a radical kind of trust, a very, very deep trust, to allow this process. And so this aspect of faith comes back right into play here at this point in our practice. And the closer, the more intimate the mindfulness, as there are fewer agendas, fewer views, ideas, opinions, that kind of meeting of experience is trustable. And yet, we have to learn to trust it. Staying close in, we are really right in the heart of the retreat. Staying close in to your experience. Opening to the magnificent, complete unknown of the next moment. This moment here has arisen. It is possible. It's fully known. This moment can be fully known, and yet the next moment is a trust. What will that moment be? Allowing it to be as it actually is, as it then comes to be. So we have meetings again today. We're back to our practice discussions with you. So if you haven't checked the board, please do so. Thank you for your practice.